Oh, my bad. Dang. I meant to say the other one. This is the other show. My life. Your life. This life. All right. So it hit me. You know how I guess, you know how I go down with this. All right. So I was going to say this topic today is we're all triggering each other out of our comfort zones in a good way. And another thing I was going to say before I get into that is there used to be a frustration because I know I had some known lurkers and it was already proven to me in various ways. Sometimes people would say certain things that came from my show or maybe even suggest things, project things, just things that you heard from my show that were unique to me and how I said it. And then there's other ways too, more known, because I would have certain things when I had my Instagram in the comment section, or I might say something in somebody else's comment section and they'll talk to me there, but it's blatantly obvious that they were listening to my show. But you know, people, for whatever reason, they don't want to make it known. And it's not one of those things where you're just assuming. It's one of those things that is pretty evident. But what I will say is this. Nowadays, let's just say, okay, I always like to tie in the back in the day situation versus the present moment, which is today. Let's say you are watching TV. This is back in the day, right? But let's say you're making fun of somebody who's on the television station. Excuse me, not the television station, but making fun of somebody on TV. You know how some people do. They try to clown because I guess it would make that person feel better. You know what I mean? Whatever, however your life is going, your getaway might be watching TV, escapism, watch TV. But this, I'm going to tie it in. Believe me, just bear with me. Stay with me. But it has no effect on the person who's watching the TV, who's on the TV, who's maybe acting or maybe playing a sport or whatever it is. The person who's doing the action that's on TV, you can say whatever you want, but they're not going to hear it. But on the internet, excuse me, let me be more precise. On Instagram or social media, people are allowed to go on the comment section and directly speak to the, whether it be celebrity, athlete, how do I say it? Famous person, or just whoever may have a large following, well-known. I'll say that well-known person. You're able to go under the well-known person's comment section and do like how you did back in the day, as far as maybe teasing them, clowning them, harassing them, like there was on the TV, yelling at the TV screen, saying things at the TV screen. But whereas now, if you say something directly under the post, the celebrity or famous person, whoever it is, athlete, they're able to now receive, they're able to now hear the negative comments that you make about them. So now what happens is the energy boomerangs back to whoever said it now. Whereas before, if you made a comment about somebody, but they were on TV, and they were never able to feel the effects of whatever it is you said about them. Well, the consequences of that, yeah, you're still talking bad about somebody, but since they don't hear it themselves and they're not affected by it, I guess the consequences would be on a smaller scale. But now you have people who troll and they just go ahead directly with the Twitter fingers and this, that, and the third and say these comments. So now that you're able to maybe get under the skin of the person who's well known or famous, since you're affecting them now, the energy returns to you magnified because now you are actually affecting the person. So we all have to be careful because these triggers, they are not, they are, when we're all saying these things, they're not without consequence now because we're directly affecting each other. We're all these different mirrors of one another. They say the echo chamber of things being said, but it's going to force us eventually to be positive people because of whatever boomerang effect or backlash you get from spewing it out. And even I have to put myself in check too, because maybe I was frustrated like, oh man, you know, these people are lurking my page without supporting, blah, blah, blah. But now is the difference is because that's not without consequence either. Because for the action that they're doing, now their conscience will be affected. You can't escape that. So if somebody is to come to my page often to listen to what I have to say, but let's say they never like, they never support, or just whatever they do, that's not without consequence. So I have to look at it from a different standpoint now. I can't get frustrated. I don't get frustrated anymore because I understand that there is a spiritual aspect to that too. There's a psychological aspect to that as well. Because for them to keep on coming back, you know, recurring visitor back and back, that has to do something to their mind. And so they will be affected in how they speak, because they cannot get away from their conscience. So whether they support or not, eventually, in order to get back balance, they would have to do something positive towards whatever it is I got going on, or else they're going to feel unease because they know what they're doing is wrong. So you can only go so long by doing that. Like, for instance, I had this person and I knew, there's a couple of people I knew. They're semi-famous. They're not like, they're kind of a household name, but not so much. Now, these people were lurking me for a while. And then you know what they said? They were like, oh, Instagram is shadow banning me. I don't know why. I know why. That's not trying to say that. That's not trying to be delusional and say I'm more important than trying to make myself more important than who I am or whatever. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm looking at it like, yeah, you've been lurking me for how long? For a couple years now. Some people even longer when I have my Instagram page on public. They've been lurking me that long and they have never shown support, but they've been tagging along all that time. And then they say stuff like, oh, I'm shadow banned again. Listen, you can't escape these actions anymore. So that's why I was saying too, like, even when people come and troll under somebody's comment section, they have to be careful because it's gonna come back. It's no longer just saying something to the TV. If you're saying something directly to somebody, you're gonna be affected. It's gonna come back. It's different now. It's magnified now. Hopefully you see where I'm trying to go with this. So what I mean is we're all being triggered to do the right thing. Beforehand, if it has no effect, I mean, a bully usually, like if somebody's trying to bully somebody, they have a conscience as well. And so, you know, they used to say, oh, they're gonna have their day. There's always someone bigger. There's always someone better. There's always someone tougher. You reap what you sow. But there's still people who do bullying type of activities. But with this internet stuff, it's so much it's so much easier to do it behind the screen and continue to troll people or not reciprocate if they are trying to do something, and you just, if you're hating on them, and you know you can see that they're working and trying to get their project off the ground, but yet you continue to come by and never support like you're supposed to. I don't want to make this be like, okay, turn this around like, oh, this is just about me. No, it's about anything that you do. I think we're all going to be triggering each other to do the right thing, because if not, your conscience, you're going to understand that there's something ticking away at your confidence. There's something happening where you feel as though you have to do, you're going to go through, a rehaul or what's going on. Maybe I got to go to the gym and exercise it off, but it's going to be a point where you can't exercise that off anymore. It might feel good in the moment, but then it's going to come back. It's almost like if you do a drug or something like that, that's an escapism for a while. That's a numbing for a while. So you can numb the fact of your conscience just for that time where you're exercising or whatever pastime you have, but then you're going to come back to the reality each time you go under somebody's page and do some kind of trolling. Or if you keep on coming to somebody's page and you never support, it has a consequence. It's your conscience. You can't it's going to mess with your sleep. And so I think about it differently. So I'm going to probably put out more, consistent content. That's my issue. But that frustration is not there anymore. I mean, to try to get something off the ground, a show like this, you want to have people to go and show support. You want that because you know, to get to the next level and the next level, it would speed up the process. But I mean, it's going to happen in its own time, you know. But it's like those people cannot escape the conscience. And I'm seeing the ones that I know that are lurking for a fact. I'm seeing it play out in their life, because I can see through their, I can follow their Instagram just like how they do my show. The ones that I know, that is. The other ones I'm not going to assume, but the ones that I know be lurking, I can see how it's affecting them. Because you can't, it's written on their face, or even when they start speaking, they're not speaking with the same type of confidence all the time. It's going to affect their tonality of their voice. And some of the people that are doing that, I can understand why they might not want to support. Because now when you're dealing with the Instagram, you could have celebrities, famous people who actually follow normal people. If that makes any sense, I'm pretty sure it happens. Because if they own their own page, then they know who are the new followers to their page. So I said this once before. I was like, let's say, I don't care whoever the celebrity is, there comes a time when there's going to be somewhat of a standstill. Like, okay, yeah, you have an influx of people. You might have 2 million followers, but there's going to come a time where it's like, okay, you're not going viral, or you're famous, but you got all these people who follow you and they follow you. So you might have some that trickle in who find out about you later on in life. But that number is going to be not so large, because it's like, all the people who know of you, they're already following you, whether it be 4 million, 20 million, 1 million, 10,000. There comes a point where there is less people trickling in. So I'm pretty sure with those people who trickle in now, the celebrity, the famous person, whoever it is, they're people too. They're curious, like, okay, who's this following me? You know what I'm saying? So let me go to the page. Oh, he's got, let me see, there's a headshot here. It's got a quote in the bio. It's a religious quote. Okay, whatever. Oh, he's got a Spotify account. Oh, he got a podcast. Let me click on the podcast. What the podcast is about? Oh, it's about this. Okay, this is cool, whatever. oh, it sounds a little interesting. I don't know, weird, whatever, but kind of interesting. Let me listen. Let me click on another one. I'm curious. I got some off time. I'm in the bathroom doing whatever. Oh, this one. Oh, he's kind of funny on this one. So whatever have you. We're all, but what I wanted to say is, because this came to me, it's already went too long. But if you are somebody who is a content creator and maybe you're in the same position as me, whereas you're trying to get something off the ground, I will say, don't get frustrated, because if the people are lurking, they can't avoid, they can't escape their conscience at all. Over time, if they don't start showing the love equal to how much they're listening to your program, it will affect them physically, psychologically, spiritually. If they're doing that, that's wrong. They know what they're doing is wrong, so it's negative. So in order to make that positive, it's gonna eat at them, eat away at them until they make it right. And how do they make that right? I don't know, that's up to them, but they know. But that's it. It's the Everything and Nothing Show / My Life, Your Life, This Life. I have some more coming in the works, but that's the epiphany I had. We're all triggering each other somewhat. You're feeling the uncomfortableness of whether somebody even knows some knowledge that you don't have. Doesn't matter if they've got a title for it or not. Doesn't matter if they have more money, less money than you or not. If they have some knowledge that you can use, I think you're all receiving it at the right time. No coincidences. How it comes across your path, whatever it is, there has to be some form of reciprocation. It doesn't need to be monetary. Doesn't have to be no money coming out of the pocket or whatever like that. But if it's free to support, if it's free to like, if it's free to subscribe, and you keep on, that's if you keep on coming back. That's if you like it. It ain't about no charity cases. If you don't like it, you don't like it. I don't care. But if you keep coming back and you being nosy, you like it but you don't like it, you like it but you hate it, it's a love-hate relationship, it still will be affected, and your conscience is calling, ring 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 ring. Yeah, it's your conscience. I'm out. Everything, Nothing Show. My Life, Your Life, This Life.